Yeah. Y'all should go get my new DVD, Woman, Dower, and Loose, on the seventh day. It's in it's at Walmart.
It's
if y'all looking
at Walmart on sale for $5.
Yeah, go get it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Woman, Dower, and Loose on the seventh day. It's a TD Jakes project.
Is this a debut performance for you?
No, I'm not in it. I'm just, you know, I'm executive producer, so I'm just, you know, one of the.
Is this legal?
Excuse you.
We're supposed to be talking football.
Hey, how many stars
you get? It's a pretty good movie. It's an independent film, so. You know, I was a direct part of the process and kind of had a chance to see some involvement as far as that's concerned. I'm real excited about that. I really was excited about that. But y'all don't know, I went to Southern Arkansas. I'm a communications major, you know. So, I mean, don't feel threatened. I'm not going to take your job. But
hey, give us some quick thoughts on the regular officials being back.
I think the biggest thing is that you know, just for the whole make of the game, you know, and everything that this game represents, you know, those guys are qualified and experienced, you know, to be in those positions and make those kind of split second decisions that I believe that the replacement refs were kind of unprepared for. And it's no knock against them. It's just that you can't replace experience. And I don't necessarily think, in my opinion, that these guys were properly trained, you know, to kind of handle the type of tasks that they were asked to do.
So this is a great.
Well, yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, as players, you know, it makes you appreciate, you know, the real officials. Now, whether you agree or disagree, that's one thing, because obviously no one makes penalties in this game, huh?
Yeah. So this is a great day for the NFL?
Well, I mean, it is. It is. And I think more than anything that it's a sense of normalcy. You know, you'll start to see a little bit more consistency. You start to see that, you know, the referee, the groups of the refs, you know, who've been calling games together, you know, they have some continuity. And that's the biggest thing that you want to see as a player.
Yeah, but you may not be able to get away with as much now, though, right?
Well, you know, I'm a DB. You know, DBs don't make pass interference. I mean, you know, we don't make pass interference penalties, man. You know, but, you know, if they did happen to see that we did, you know, have a violation, you know, the biggest thing is that you want to see consistency. And you expect to see that both of those calls are made when both offenses have the ball.
When you look at Houston and the amount of play action that they do, like how much did you guys do extra film study this week of trying to spot any keys that they might have?
Well, these guys are tough, but the biggest thing that I can say that's going to help us as a defense, one, is to continue to make sure that we're communicating. You know, continue to make sure that we're talking the same language and seeing the same things. Everyone has their keys. You know, everyone can't see everything. You know, if you see too much, you're not seeing nothing at all.